CD 2, Track 28.
Dad, I have to write an essay about the advantages and disadvantages of globalization. I really don't know how to go about it. I wouldn't be bothering you, but I'm not even sure I understand the idea. I've no clue how to begin. Can you help me?
It's quite a complex issue. Did you learn about it at school?
Yes, we had a couple of boring lectures, followed by class debates. But to be honest, I couldn't figure out what the people were on about. The discussions were about politics, economics, relationships between people, commerce, and even music gigs.
That's because globalization affects all spheres of life. It doesn't only concern big business, but it influences the way we live, from the food we eat to the values we represent.
Really? I was under the impression that globalization was mainly about the spread of technology, international relations, or export-import issues. Why is something as simple as food, or our relationships with other people, affected by globalization?
Well, think about what you eat every day and where it comes from. Is it locally produced and thus supports the local farmers? Or does it travel here from faraway lands because it's cheaper and thus supports the economy of another country?
That's an interesting point. I don't really pay attention to where the products I buy come from. Do you and Mum?
We tend to, but it isn't always possible. Local markets are closing down, and the supermarkets sell whatever brings them profits, which I understand but don't support. I wish our local authorities would do more to help the local producers.
I see. And what about relationships?
Traditional family systems are becoming transformed or are under pressure. In many parts of the world, women want greater equality, and it results in all kinds of problems.
But Dad, that's good, isn't it? All people should be equal.
Certainly. But in many corners of the globe, families used to lead more conservative lifestyles. And with the global trends arriving, these lifestyles have been changing. It causes conflicts between men and women. I do agree promoting equality is a desirable trend. But you asked me how globalization affects relationships, so I've just given you an example.
I think I get the point of it now. I'll do some more reading and then try to come up with some ideas for the essay.
Okay, I hope I didn't make it even harder for you. Let me know if you get stuck. I'll give you a hand.
Okay, thanks.